we've connected to Game Bird. So what are we gonna do here? We're gonna put this up here. Oh wow, 10 minutes long. So we should have enough time to play this before. Well, first I had to connect up this to the server. Yes, we should be. We're connected to Game Bird. We should be connected to Radio Free New Jersey in about 10 minutes. Exactly 10 minutes. So anyway, yeah, let's start the archive here. First, I had to test the audio here. Check one. Oh, it's too loud. Here we go. Check one. Check one. Check one. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Let's try that again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. So, anyway. Gonna move this to the other side. Ow! Ow! That hurt. The other side of the desk. Okay, here we go. Now we can do this. So I'm gonna switch over to the other computer. Probably should get this going here. Restart. Did I tell you that I saw a shadow? They actually showed some more eclectic mix of Doctor Who stories than they did before. For example, they showed Warrior's Gate, which I don't really remember anything about other than the fact everything is white. Apparently it's a gateway between E-Space and space, and the Tharals are these time-sensitive beings that are enslaved, and they can be like the navigators to navigate between E-space and N-space, and apparently like Romana stays behind to help the Tharals fight for their freedom. That's all I remember about it, but anyway. You need to get this going here. Oh, wait. Did that work? Okay. Yeah, we got it going here. So now all we have to do is choose a song parody. It should be good to go here. I don't know what I'm going to play here. Some stuff. Parodies. Can't you do this? Yeah, I think we'll start with this parody here. Let's shut down the speakers here. There's a rumor going around that Indy will be showing up
But if you would ask me, I think she's a sick pup. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. If you think she's gonna come, then put her in the show. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. She'll throw away from some stuff. Going to get tough. She's gonna get a gun. You know she weighs a ton. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. Well, who would have thought she'd get buzzed in? She's throwing stuff away. You know you can't win. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. If you think she's gonna come, then put her on radio. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. She'll throw away some stuff. Going to get tough. She's gonna get a gun. You know she weighs a ton. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. If you think she's gonna come, then put her in the show. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. She'll throw away some stuff. It's going to get tough. She's gonna get a gun. You know she weighs a ton. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. Sandy should go.
He doesn't own a gun. He watches iCarly reruns. He's friends with Byron. He's an albino. He likes to drink witch's brew and diet Mountain Dew. Sometimes he has cheese cubes too. He's a Buddhist. Meet Blair Alper. He has a Raspberry Pi, always has it nearby. It's something handy, I cannot deny. He's an albino. Meet Blair Alper. Well, he wants Sandy to leave because she really gets him peeved. Thinking of her makes him heave, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. Dad ran off with his secretary. Mom's sporting is kind of scary. If you meet his sister, you should be wary. She might have a knife. His lady was known as Leanne until she exceeded her lifespan. It wasn't part of the plan, this end-of-life thing. Meet Blair Alper. Well, he wants Sandy to leave because she really gets him peeved. Thinking of her makes him heave, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. When he visits home, he takes the bus, transport for the rest of us. It seems almost superfluous discussing it. He gets letters from Michelle. They're really short, but oh well. I wonder if there's any bombshells in her letters. Meet Blair Alper. Yes, you should.
meet Blair Alper. Yeah, hey. Well, he wants Sandy to leave because she really gets him deep. Thinking of her makes him deep, and she really does get him deep. Thinking of her makes him deep, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. Yeah, she's Michelle's friend. I guess she's Michelle's friend. Sandy is Michelle's friend. Well, he took his car to the shop for an engine rebuild. Medicine's car is no good. When he got it back, he was less than thrilled. Benson's car is no good. It had half the horsepower than it did before. He was going to take it back and let them know the score. This is not what he spent his money for. Benson's car is no good. Well, things were getting worse by far. Benson's car is no good. Driving a Buick that felt more like a LeCar. Benson's car is no good. Going out on Friday night was no fun. He couldn't race for pink slips because he wouldn't have won. Cops popping at 8 miles per hour with their radar gun. Benson's car is no good. Well, he went out on Sunday, and the car stalled. And that's when he was really appalled. He got rear-ended by a lady, and then the Buick was told, so it was the end. He got insurance money, but not very much. Benson's car is no good. Now he'd have to go and get a new car and such. Benson's car is no good. It turned out his mechanic wasn't working that week. His sons did the work, so the outcome was bleak. Because their idiocy was quite unique. Benson's car is no good. I wonder if there's a lesson in this. Benson's car is no good. If it happened to me, I'd be pretty pissed. Benson's car is no good. If you have an engine rebuilt, it's probably good to see if they have a money back guarantee. Things can go south pretty easily. Benson's car is no good. His car is no good. His car is no good. Well, I'm sitting here waiting for Venison's house to thaw. I'm waiting while I fix my chainsaw. I'm waiting for his house to thaw. Well, he said to me, it's supposed to get up to 40 degrees. And that should be enough, can't you see, for his house to thaw. Well, he'll open the windows because it's warmer outside. And this is something that can't be denied. So today, he will do a show because it's warm. And it didn't snow. It didn't snow. Well, I'm sitting here waiting for Venison's house to thaw. Watching a movie that stars Robert Shaw. I'm waiting for his house to thaw. Well, I'm sitting here waiting for venison's house to thaw. It should happen like some unwritten law, waiting for his house to thaw. Well, he might venture into the other rooms, which are somewhat less like icy tombs. He might wear one or two fewer layers. He might use his CD player. CD player, well, I'm waiting now, waiting for venison's house to thaw. I'm waiting while chewing on a bear claw. I'm waiting for his house to thaw. 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 It's showtime.
Dedicated in memory of Brad Clark.
Next show for Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. Netcasting, as always, from northern New Jersey, where it's currently, I think it was sunny today. I didn't really look. Um, 54 degrees and cloudy. Feels like 53. Here. Forecast for tomorrow, cloudy. High at 72. There's also going to be AM showers on Thursday, but we can live with that. Cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower. High at 72. Wind south-southwest is 10 to 20 miles an hour. So, anyway, this week I was watching a... Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at... Oh, here we go. What's the price of gas? I paid $4.25 for gas on... Well, that was actually last Saturday, so it could be up by now. Yeah, it's... Let me look at Gas Buddy here. Because Delta usually has the cheapest. Cookie settings, except find gas, search. Okay, here we go. Oh, wow. Let's see. 409, lowest. 450, average. Shell's, regular gas prices. Shell, this used to be like the Citgo. Now it's a Shell. $4.49. It's outrageous. Going to be 9 years better here always. So anyway, so this is kind of the interesting article here. Is Robert Kagan, chief warmonger, married to Victoria Nuland. Writes an article in the pro-war Atlantic. Says, checkmate in Iran. Washington can't reverse and control the consequences of losing this war. Well, here we go. Here's the first paragraph. It's hard to think of a time when the United States suffered a total defeat in the conflict, a setback so decisive that the strategic loss could be neither repaired nor ignored. The calamitous losses suffered at Pearl Harbor, the Philippines, and throughout the Western Pacific in the first months of World War II were eventually reversed. The defeats in Vietnam and Afghanistan were costly, but did not do lasting damage to America's overall position in the world because they're far from the main theaters of global competition. The initial failure in Iraq was mitigated by a shift in strategy that ultimately left Iraq relatively stable and unthreatening to its neighbors and kept the United States dominant in the region. Defeating the present confrontation with Iran will be of an entirely different character. It can be neither repaired nor ignored. There will be no return to the status quo, no ultimate American triumph that will undo or overcome the harm done. The Strait of Hormuz will not be open as it once was. With control of the Strait, Iran emerges as a key player in the region, and one of the key players in the world. The roles of China and Russia as Iran's allies are strengthened, and the role of the United States substantially diminished. Far from demonstrating American prowess as supporters of the war, as repeatedly claimed, the conflict has revealed that an America that is unreliable and incapable of finishing what has started. This is going to set off a chain reaction around the world as friends and foes adjust to America's failure. I think that the deep state was against attacking Iran. Well, probably because they thought that the United States was going to lose. But anyway, that's here you go. The neocons completely imagine what Tad is saying. Probably like close to $10 a gallon. The neocons completely took over Trump. He's been doing exactly the opposite of what he promised his campaign. Yes, but what you can't observe now is that it appears that the United States and Israel are cross purposes. The United States can walk away from Iran. Israel, on the other hand, is committed to regime change in Iran. And how could you do other, I guess, got to do it here. Yeah, so basically what's going to happen is that the neocons are going to turn on Trump. And he deserves it. But anyway, what do we have on the agenda for this show? Oh, wait, this is a different show. Wait, no, this is different. Playlist. I'm gonna have to reload this to find the more recent, I'll just go to Mastodon. That's pretty easy enough. So what do we have on the agenda this week? My Dreams of Conquest re-stream, Songs About Vancouver, This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine, featured artist Chris Richards and the Subtractions Part 2, and finally, Part 2 and the conclusion of the Top 10 Worst Rock Songs. All this and more on this week's The Next Show. So anyway, we need to cue the intro here, so here's the intro.
Oh, you animals, Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops are
coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was having problems, adjusting to his tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
And so what I do for the first song tonight, I subscribe to the YouTube channel Guitar Meets Science, and they have every day they have like a story about some band. So this particular day they had a story about Helmet, a new metal band. That basically what happened was Paige Hamilton was joined Helmet. And he was from the Manhattan School of Music, so he was like he was there to study jazz guitar at Manhattan School of Music. And so he eventually took over the band, and who signed them? Interscope Records, I think, originally, was it? Yeah. Interscope Records signed them to, and they gave him like a $1 million contract. They paid $1 million and gave him creative control of the band. And basically, like, he alienated everybody else, and everybody else left the band. And eventually, they were good for, like, they did a song called Unsung, which is a great song. It's like da 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 da. I didn't know that there's not just an interesting song. It's just there's a whole story behind it. But anyway, let's go. Oh, wait a second. The Israel commits greater Israel. They want much more territory. Yes, their boundaries are not defined anywhere. And when Tucker Carlson interviewed Mike Huckabee, who's like the ambassador to U.S. ambassador to Israel. And they said, well, the Bible says that they get everything from the Nile to the Euphrates. And so he said, well, I wouldn't mind if they got it all. And that caused a lot of problems with the Arab countries, most of whom are allied to the United States. But yeah, it's going to be a problem. And then, like, they were... and then they were at the airport and said, we'll do the interview at the airport, and they were going to fly right out, but then they took their passports and started interrogating them, and they're like, what did you ask them, and just, what do you mean, everything has been filmed, this is a police state. So yeah, it's not a very pleasant place, and Israel is not a good ally either. But anyway, let's listen to this song here. So yeah, I'm gonna go back to the time when this is just a cool song. Here's Helmet from Meantime and Unsung.
Association with men. seven. Dance to the rules. Work all summer. Save my money so I can go out. I go to fucking Miami. Lounge along the beach. Fucking Las Vegas, no one in the sun. I'm stopped 24 hours, Dave. I'm going back for the gun. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Taking like the risk, heading for the fun. Great air, economy air, 747, down to the roof. Work all summer, save my money so I. We'll be right back.
listen when you come. I will see you there. I'll submerge your face. Thank you.
It's a gas!
Yeah. Apologies for the long delay there. But, some a little bit of problems. That was the late Tommy Kane. And, that was the late Tommy Kane. And my mother looked like Marilyn Monroe from Songs from the Film. Originally released in 1986. But that was from the 1998 reissue. That was another Record Store Day leftover. We're doing like sets of music from Record Store Day. Before that, we heard Chris Damey and the DBs, and the B-side of I Thought You Wanted to Know, If and When, released on Car Records in 1978. That was from the compilation of Orc Records, New York, New York. We heard R.E.M. and Gardening at Night from the Chronic Town EP, released on IRS Records in 1983. We heard Oil Tasters and Get Out of the Bathroom from the compilation History in Three Chords, Milwaukee's Alternative Bands, 1973 to 1982. We heard the Young Canadians in Hawaii from Young Canadians, a power pop band from Canada, I'm guessing. That was from Blank Generation, Story of United States Canadian Punk and its Aftershocks, 1975 to 1981. And we started things off with Helmet and Unsolved. Yeah, it's like somewhere like 53 was the year that the CIA overthrew the Mossadegh regime in Iran and installed the Shah. And so Riley said, "Oh, it was ancient history." Wasn't in 1979 because that was like 26 years before that. There are people still alive who remember 1953. I'm like, 26 years ago, that's like, this is 2026. 26 years ago is like 2000. It's like, who let the dogs out? Ooh, ooh. And a lot of bad songs that existed. But, right now it's 38 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the next segment of the show before I fall too far behind. So, yeah, let's get to, let's cue the intro for This Day in Music.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
Actually, let's do it a little bit louder. Try it again.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
And this week, what are we doing here? Well, we're celebrating, I went a little too far up here. We're celebrating the birthday of Ian McLagan, who was born May 12th, 1945. So, yeah, but he will not be celebrating his birthday because he died in 2014. And FYI, he'd be, I've been hearing the Shah wasn't all that either. He wasn't a good boy we hoped for. No. The big thing about Iran was that they figured that this is great because Iran's makes money from oil. So I think they're letting Iran keep half of the money that they're making from the oil and but he was plowing that back into the military. And, but that really wasn't so good because the people of Iran were impoverished. So, yeah, this is kind of like a thumbing your nose at the people. But anyway, we're celebrating the birthday of Ian McLagan, who died once, but if he were alive, He'd be 81 years old today.
My name is Dickie. I come from Billericay, and I'm doing
very well. As a love affair with Nina, in the back of my Cortina, a seasoned up hyena, could not have been more obscene. She took me to the cleaners and other misdemeanors. But I got right up between her rum and her Ribena. Well, you ask Joyce and Vicky if I ever took the mickey. I ain't a bleeding thicky, I'm Bill a Ricky Dicky, and I'm doing very well. I bought a lot of brandy when I was caught in Sandy. Took 18 to make a randy. All I had was shandy, another thing with Sandy, what often came in handy, was passing her a man, did an arco bandy. Well, you ask Joyce and Dickie, if candy floss is sticky, I ain't a bollocking sticky. Tried to ban it, her father helped me plenty. And when I captured Janet, she bruised her pumpkin granite. Well, you ask Joyce and Vicky if I ever shaped up tricky. I ain't a bleeding sticky, I'm Bill a Ricky Dicky, and I'm doing very well. All together, girls, you should never.
Who's that